are listening to Ellensburg community radio for Ellensburg and beyond. Welcome to Master Gardener Gardening Tips, gardening solutions at your fingertips with WSU Kittitas County Master Gardeners.
Hi, I am Dawn Marie. I'm an intern with the Kittitas County Master Gardeners Program. And today we are going to talk about composting. What is composting? It is the natural process of decomposition and recycling of organic material into humus-rich soil. What are the ingredients? Greens generate high composting temperature to speed the process. Grass and fresh plant clippings, food scraps, and manures. Browns help eliminate odors, dry leaves, woody material, paper, cardboard, eggshell. Compost pile location. Where should you put it? You should put it out of full sun. It should have good air circulation. It should be away from tree roots and close to a water supply. A compost bin versus a pile. There is a wide array of bins you can buy or construct. Any container with a good airflow will work fine. But a simple pile in your yard works just as well. Piles should be at least 3 feet square. Tumblers make it easy to rotate. A container can keep pests away. Here are some directions. Mix a ratio of 1:1 green and brown composting materials. Water each layer, but don't let the pile get soggy. Turn regularly or add a vent pipe with holes for better circulation. To kill weed seeds pathogens, the pile must reach 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Compost is ready when it feels like good garden soil and has a sweet, clean aroma. Spread 1 inch thick on garden beds or mix into new plantings to improve soil structure. Here are some troubleshooting pointers. Bad odor. Not enough oxygen. Add a vent pipe or turn more often. The pile is too wet, let it dry out. Too many greens, add some browns. If it's composting too slowly, it could be too dry. Add more water and add some greens to also. It could also not have enough oxygen. Add a vent pipe or turn more often. Pests are getting into the pile. Consider adding a cover. Bury food scraps in the pile and rotate more often. Items you should not compost. Meat or meat waste or bones. Fats, oils, and greasy food or dairy products, sunflower shells, weed seeds or fruit pits, pet wastes, human wastes, chemically treated wood products, pernicious weeds such as morning glory. The items you can compost. Here's a list of the browns. Non-diseased branch clippings without thorns, preferably cut into 1/2 inch pieces. Dry leaves, eggshells, hair or feathers, corn stalks and husks, straw and hay, fireplace ashes, sparingly to avoid altering the soil pH, sawdust and wood chips, except black walnut, cardboard rolls, paper napkins, newspaper, breads and grains, clothes dryer or vacuum cleaner lint, greens, grass or plant clippings, no chemicals or fertilizers, vegetable and fruit scraps, animal manure, except for human or dog or cat. Beware animal manure from unknown sources. Some chemicals can pass through the animal's digestive tract and still have potency. All manures should be aged for 1 year before use in a compost pile to remove pathogens. Vermicomposting. Worm bins are a great alternative method for composting kitchen and garden waste. Vegetable peels, grains, baked goods, coffee grounds, and paper scraps are all good things for worm bins. Worm requirements. Worms will need a bin to live in. You can make your own or purchase a pre-made kit. 2 pounds of worms are needed for each pound of kitchen waste added per day. Use only one of two varieties of wet red worms that are adapted to composting scraps. Worms can be acquired at most solid waste facilities. Worms require bedding to live in. This can be made of shredded cardboard or newspaper, coconut coir, or peat moss. Worms require 75% to 90% moisture content in both their bodies and bedding. Their ideal temperature is 55 to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Worms require good air circulation.
Keep a 4 to 6 inch layer of fresh bedding on top and tuck new food into different areas of the bedding.
A drip collection tray will be necessary to collect worm tea, which makes a great plant fertilizer. Avoid overpopulation of worms by removing some of them periodically. Clean out the bin once a year and add new bedding for a fresh start. The resulting compost can be added to your garden. Compost tea. According to the best and most recent research, compost tea, even when aerated, is of little use for crop plants, and it is useless for shrubs, lawns, and landscapes. Well, that'll be all about composting and vermicomposting. I hope you have a great day, and thank you for listening.
If you would like more information about this topic, you can contact us at extension.wsu.edu/kittitas/gardening or find us in Facebook at facebook.com/mgofkittitas. Master Gardening Tips, Gardening Solutions at Your Fingertips is a community service provided by Kittitas Master Gardeners. Thank you for listening, and until next time.